I don't think I'd use the word lucky, certainly. Anyway, it probably wasn't as severe in some ways across the county from the point of view that I don't think the winds got up to the kind of speeds that maybe were anticipated. And as a result, the whole blizzard scenario may not have evolved to the degree possibly anticipated. That said, I think the biggest impact is the amount of snow that fell in the county, and the indications that I'm getting from around the county is that there are quite considerable falls of snow nearly everywhere. In most cases, you know.
Do you have any estimates on how deep the snow could be in places? Or?
The snow seems to be between 4 and 8 inches in depth.
Eight inches.
8 inches in places, up to you know, 15 to 20 centimetres in places, yeah, certainly. And that included on main roads, on roads everywhere. In some cases, it's down to maybe 2 to 3 inches towards the coast and in various areas. It doesn't seem to be, in some ways, it doesn't seem to be rational in terms of, you know, where you expect the deepest snow to be. It doesn't always happen in that particular situation. But certainly, from the reports I've got from everywhere around the county, the most common figures I'm getting are between, you know, averaging probably 6 inches in depth.
I was going to ask you where was worst affected, but even at a level of 4 inches, which is the lower end of the scale you're telling us about, that's an awful lot of snow to deal with, in particular on roads and obviously on the smaller routes in particular, because they're unlikely to be cleared and won't be cleared only by nature, I guess, in the days ahead.
You know, we suspect that quite a few roads around the county have considerable depth and are probably impassable. It'll be some time before we have a more detailed picture in relation to all of that. At the moment, we have engaged some ploughs, and we intend to increase that now over the next 15 minutes. Really, our first run was to try and establish some of the basic details of what we would have to deal with. And as I say, certainly the figures I gave you there are what are coming back to us. So we've made a decision now to engage all of the ploughs that are at our disposal. We have about 5 ploughs that we can engage. We will obviously have to focus on the main strategic routes, and even at that, the more the more traffic carrying national strategic routes at that.
So, how long until some of those routes are drivable, shall we say?
We don't know. We don't know. As I say, we have there's a considerable depth of snow. There is traffic. There is a small amount of traffic using some of those routes, and because the snow is soft, I guess at this stage, they have been making tracks. You can see that along some of the routes.
But it can come back. It can freeze.
Well, you know, it's not dangerous, I suppose, from the point of view that it hasn't turned into ice as yet. But the more driving that's done on it without some form of treatment or without being removed by ploughs, the more dangerous those roads are going to get.
Okay.
So, you know, I would say the message still has to be to people exactly what it was yesterday, exactly what it was overnight, and stay at home, don't go out on the road unless absolutely necessary, because by doing so, you're making it, making the roads more difficult. From a management point of view, you're making it more difficult in terms of how they eventually might be treated, or you know, the snow be removed from them in due course. We would like to be able to remove as much of the snow as possible from the main routes as quickly as possible before it gets too compacted, and that would be our priority at the moment. How well we succeed in that,
Yeah.
You know, we'll see.
Time will tell. Well, look, stay in touch with us. Let us know as the day develops, and we will happily pass that information on to the county as well. Before I let you go, Tom, can I just ask you, as I mentioned in the paper review, and as people will have heard, there are concerns in certain parts of the country about flooding. Have those concerns abated here in Clare, given that we didn't see some of the winds that were coming? Or do you still have worries? And do you have worries about flooding as the snow melts?
I think there may well, in due course, be some localised flooding. I don't think there will be any large-scale flooding. It depends at what pace the thawing takes place over the next few days. If it's rapid and dramatic, then, you know, that would lend itself to the theory that you would have, localised sporadic flooding here and there. But I don't think there will be anything of huge significance from the point of view of the more large-scale possibilities. Again, thankfully, over the last few weeks, river levels have dropped very, very significantly by comparison with what they were. So there is room in the rivers and streams to take a certain amount of that, and hopefully the impact wouldn't be too dramatic.
We'll leave it there, Tom. Thanks very much. And again, if there's anything we can do to get updates out, do let us know. And thank you very much for joining us this morning. All right, take care. Tom Tiernan there of Clare County Council. They're updating their Twitter feed as well with information as well to keep an eye on that. But we will, of course, keep you abreast of all information here on Clare FM. I'm joined too this morning by the Clare Garda Chief Superintendent, John Kerrin. Chief Superintendent Kerrin, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And thank you very much for joining us this morning. From the point of view of the Gardaí, how was last night? How was this morning?
Yeah, well, I suppose from our perspective, it was exceptionally quiet, thankfully. We had two minor traffic accidents yesterday. Thankfully, nobody was injured. We had a situation where one of our Gardaí in North Clare had to provide a hot meal to an individual who contacted the Garda station saying he hadn't eaten for a number of days. He was a particularly vulnerable person. And we've been calling to a number of people living in isolated areas who are vulnerable people. But other than that, it was quite thankfully Gardaí have had difficulties themselves in coming to work. Some Gardaí have stayed on working double shifts because they haven't been able to get home, and they've been, I suppose, by doing that, they've alleviated the necessity for other Gardaí to come in this morning. So I want to thank them sincerely for that. And I know over in East Clare, one of the hotels put up some of the Gardaí who had to stay overnight. So I really appreciate the hotel and the work of the Gardaí throughout the night, and it's going to continue on today as well.
Do you have concerns about what could happen in the coming hours as people do venture out into what are still some very dangerous driving conditions?
Yeah, well, my advice would be that no one should drive at all today. There's a red alert in place until 6 p.m. and I don't know if it's going to be reviewed later on today, but I drove a short distance work this morning myself, and I have to say I found it extremely dangerous. So unless it's an emergency situation, I believe people should not venture onto the roads with their cars. And, by all means, go out and about, build your snowman, have a bit of fun with your children and neighbours and friends, but people should not use the roads. They're extremely dangerous, and I can't emphasise that enough, and it doesn't matter whether it's motorways or whether it's by roads. You know, I know myself that some Gardaí couldn't get home this morning because their cars couldn't get up particular hills. So if the Gardaí couldn't get home this morning, then people aren't going to be able to use a lot of the roads around County Clare, and I suppose a lot of those roads haven't been tested yet by motorists, so I suppose my advice again would be please, please, please don't venture onto the roads until you get the all clear.
And obviously the concern if people don't heed that advice is that it could put a strain on emergency services in some form or another, and if something very bad was to go wrong, then your ability to respond to that could be inhibited in some form.
Absolutely. I mean, we have limited response capability, being frank about it, and you know, we're receiving great assistance from Civil Defence and from Clare County Council, and I think the work that those people have put in is just totally and utterly underestimated, and I can't thank them enough. The same with the people working in the hospitals and the emergency response people. But, anybody being involved in an accident or having to call out Gardaí, it's diverting our resources away from other issues today. So, again, I suppose I'm just appealing to people not to venture out in their cars at all today unless it's absolutely necessary. And also I'm saying to people, we had a couple of calls yesterday about people were concerned about youths throwing snowballs in the area, and that's great, and it's great fun if you're involved in the group that are pelting the snowballs at each other. But, you know, there are elderly people who are passing, maybe, who get upset by this, who don't want to be hit with a snowball. And I'd ask young people and anyone involved in that to be, you know, just involve themselves with their own group, but be careful.
Absolutely, indeed. Respect others. There could be a busy weekend in store then, finally, for emergency services. It's going to take some time for the conditions to improve. It's going to stay cold. The driving conditions could get a lot worse, I would suggest, in the hours and maybe even the days ahead.
Absolutely. I mean, when the snow begins to melt, I think over the next 48 hours, the motorways and all the other roads are going to be extremely dangerous, because you're going to have a lot of water lodged on the motorway, so and other roads. So just because a speed sign says you can drive at 120 kilometres an hour, 60 kilometres an hour, whatever, we're saying you've got to drive in accordance with the conditions of the road, and drive extremely carefully, extremely slowly wherever you're going. Give yourself plenty of time. And I'd even be saying don't use the roads tomorrow unless you have to, unless it's absolutely necessary. Let the snow thaw, let the water come off the roads, and you know, that way you're ensuring that your own life, the lives of those in the cars with you, and the lives of other motorists are protected.
And the weather alerts may continue as well. I will actually ask you one last question. The level of preparedness nationally and locally for this is quite significant. The Gardaí, I know, took part in local strategic planning meetings, and of course we have the National Emergency Coordination Group directing matters from Dublin as well. Some people on the texts this morning are suggesting it was too much. Somebody mentioned earlier on, be careful of the boy crying wolf too many times. Was all of the planning and the warnings, was it too much or was it necessary in your view?
Well, I think anyone that looks out this morning at the conditions couldn't under any circumstances say the preparation was over the top. If anything, I personally myself underestimated what was going to happen. I honestly believed up until 5 or 6 p.m. yesterday evening that we weren't going to get anything like what happened this morning. So anyone that suggests it was a boy crying wolf was a mistake, I think they're very, very foolish.
Chief Superintendent Kerran, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
All the very best. Chief Superintendent John Kerran there. You've heard the appeals from both Tom Tiernan and from John. Stay off the roads if at all possible. And many of you are heeding that advice and telling me of how bad it is in different places across the county. Still snowing in Drumline, Newmarket. No sign of it stopping yet. I think people should not venture out, says another texter. It's got considerably worse here in Killaloe in the last half hour. Also, West Clare is under a blanket of snow, at least 4 inches, and drifts as high as a foot or more. We're lucky to still have water, and it could be days before we're out. Don't say we got away lightly. It's still snowing here. That is coming from somebody in Cree. And yet, there are people saying that we have gotten away lightly. Gavin, everywhere should and could have opened yesterday here if the forecasters had done their job properly. I'm told two of snow in Kerfin, in Kilkee, Lahinch Moy. One person there in the last one, the Lahinch Moy area, can't move the car, so much snow, stay indoors. That's what people are saying. Keep the updates coming so we can let the county know as well. It's 086 1800 964.
Morning Focus, in association with Shannon Airport. Fly Shannon and pack more into your holiday. Barcelona, Rios and Toronto coming soon. Explore more on shannonairport.ie.